Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Nate is looking for a second date update with a woman named Tiffany. Hi, Nate. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How's it going?
Going good. Thanks for asking. Let's talk Tiffany. How did you meet? And how was the first date?
We met on Match, and we went out for dinner, and it was good. I think the date was great. It wasn't earth-shattering or anything like that, but, I mean, it was nice.
Good.
You know, I thought, I don't know, I didn't think that anything, dumb happened. I wasn't a d***er. I didn't think I said anything stupid.
Do you think it went well enough that, I'm not saying anything went wrong necessarily, but maybe she's just not that enthusiastic about you, and she's just kind of moved on? Or do you really think there was some magic there?
I mean, I don't know. I thought it was pretty good. I don't know. I actually felt like I was on my game more than I've been in a while.
Pretty good.
I thought I played it pretty well and played cool. Just kind of laid back and casual. We had an easy conversation and, I don't know, stayed off all the hot topics that caused any tension and stuff like that. So I thought we got along great the whole time.
All right, but this woman is important enough to you that you want to pursue this? Because it's a big step calling second date update.
Yeah, no, I really liked her. I thought we had a great time. The date ended. I don't know. So when the date ended, she fist bumped me. But I was cool with that because, the virus and everything, people were still kind of freaking out a bit. She was wearing her mask a lot. So I don't know. I said I'd call her later. She said okay, and that's been it. I don't know. I texted a few times. I haven't gotten back. She hasn't gotten back to me.
Mm-hmm.
After I texted a few times. So I don't know. I guess I'm kind of just curious of what's going on.
Yeah, sometimes those first dates, too, can kind of be a little, you got the nerves, you got the weirdness of it being the first date. So sometimes it's worth checking out a second time.
Yeah, exactly. And I just, she's, I don't know. I don't like to ghost it, so.
Well, this is why I'm asking all these questions, Nate, is because I haven't really got a sense that you're all that into her. I think you're curious, and I don't think you like being ghosted, and I think you think that you performed well on the date. You behaved, you brought out your charming self, but I'm not getting a sense that there's anything special about Tiffany. What about Tiffany did you love?
That's funny, and cute, and we had a good time. I've been dating a whole lot recently, so it was nice to go out with somebody. And
okay,
it sounds to me cautious optimism. It's I like this girl enough to want to go see her again, but I'm not going to get myself too overly excited about it because you know why? Getting overly excited and then getting rejected sucks. So, are you trying to manage your expectations? Because that's something Jeff is very familiar with.
I guess, nobody likes being rejected. But at the same time, if I am getting rejected, I want to know why, I guess.
He seems, very laid back. I was into her. She's kind of into me. Let's just see what's happening.
Well, I'm just wondering if maybe that's the reason why she hasn't called you back, because maybe she didn't feel like you were all that into her. I don't know that that's a fact. I'm just speculating, just trying to find some clues. That's all.
Yeah. It was a first date. So, I wasn't jumping over the table at her, especially because she had the mask on and a lot of times. And we're, both of us, we haven't been dating yet.
Right.
So it's kind of cautious. It's weird. But at the same time, I thought it went really well. So I just don't really know why, she hasn't at least texted me back.
Okay.
Right.
Well, that's what we do here on Second Date Update. We're happy to call her, see what she says, and, maybe get a second date out of it. If not, at the very least, we'll have your reason. Right, Nate?
Yeah, that'd be great. Second date would be great, too. Be cool.
All right. We'll do just that. We'll call Tiffany and see what's up. The Second Date Update continues on Cincinnati's Q102. All right, so Nate goes on a date with Tiffany. They met through Match. Nate thought he brought his A game, behaved himself well, was a gentleman. He doesn't think he said anything stupid or was rude in any way. And
he was clear. He was not a
That's exactly right. Those were his words.
Yep.
The date ended in a fist bump because COVID still. He said, let's do this again, something to that effect. And she said, okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that as an affirmative. And he did, but she's not responded. And it's left Nate a little confused because he really, really likes her, right, Nate?
Yeah, no, I do like her, but it's made through one date, so like, I need to get to know her more.
I know, I'm just messing with you. Hello, is this Tiffany?
Yes, this is she speaking.
Hi, it's Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim at Q102. How are you this morning?
Jeff and Jen.
Hi.
From the radio show at Q102, how are you this morning?
Oh my God, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. Do you have a few minutes to come on the radio with us and have a conversation? We'd love to talk to you if you're willing, if you're not too busy.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Great. So your friend Nate, the guy you met on Match, called us. He told us about this lovely date you two went on, and he thought that you were very nice, mm-hmm. was hoping for the opportunity to see you again, and I don't know. He was left with the impression you might be open to that, but it doesn't sound like you are based on your reaction. Can you tell us what's going on there?
Okay, so a second date update then.
Yes, I'm sorry. This is a second date update call. Indeed.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Like, I'm still not, like, totally comfortable out in public, you know? Like, I feel like I have some, like, I don't know, like, some COVID PTSD. But, like, I know it's time to get back out there, you know?
Right.
That's why I agreed, you know, to go on the date. But I have, like, clear rules. You know, I'm not kissing anybody or going home with anybody or anything like that, you know? Like, I want to be safe.
Right. Well, he said you guys ended in a fist bump anyway, so it sounded like it, you know, was all good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I purposely made plans for us to have dinner at Cracker Barrel because, like, who hooks up after a date at Cracker Barrel? Like, nobody knows.
Oh, you'll be surprised, my friend.
Man,
Cracker Barrel is sexy
special.
Food right there. Yeah.
Really? Oh, gosh. After, like, mashed potatoes, like...
I'm so full.
Right. So, I thought just dinner. Like, that's how it was going to be. Just, like, I thought that maybe he would get that, you know? So, I'm sitting there waiting for him. He's, like, 10 minutes late, by the way.
Oh.
And... yeah, so he made me wait, and he also shows up in his work uniform.
Oh, he showed up in his work uniform?
Where does he work?
He works at an oil changing place, so he was, like, dirty and greasy, and his hands were a mess, like...
At a what?
At an oil change place.
Oh, an oil change place, got it.
Yeah. So it was just, I don't know, like...
So he didn't have a chance to clean up before meeting up with you?
No, not at all. Like, he came, like, full on, like... grease monkey, like, you know.
You know how they wear, like, those blue, like, yeah. jumpsuits and have the greasy hands?
What? You didn't find that sexy?
Oh, no.
There are some women that do, man. They love that
smell
of...
oil.
Auto work.
Yes, it smells like
very
oil,
manly,
that's right.
Very, yeah, there's something very sexy about a guy who gets his hands dirty and fixes things.
My friend Brenda is turned on by the smell of gasoline.
Yeah.
No joke. She'll tell you.
Yeah, for sure.
It, I guess. Like, I can see the appeal, but at the same time, like, maybe not for the first date, you know?
Okay. So you're open to socializing. You just don't want to take home a guy who maybe hasn't cleaned up. Or maybe you're not ready to take home anybody just yet, which we totally would understand.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think I am. Yes. I mean, it's fine, but, like, that's as far as, you know, as far as I wanted it to go. It was just, you know, kind of like a nice dinner.
Okay.
And it wasn't anything, like, against his job. Like, his job's totally fine. But, like, if you're going to meet up with me, please clean up before you go to dinner. Like, even if it was just, like, a Cracker Barrel.
Understood. Now, once you got past that, I mean, did you like Nate? Was he a nice enough guy that you'd be willing to consider going out with him again? Or are you just not interested?
He was nice, but I just think he was really, like, laid back. Like, I felt like I was putting more into it than he was. Like, I was trying to have more of a conversation than, like, asking questions, and I feel like it was a little bit like pulling teeth. So, I mean...
I couldn't possibly relate to that.
Nope.
All right, well, let's bring Nate into the conversation then. Nate, you've heard what Tiffany had to say.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but, like, I told you that, like, I ran late at work, and, like, I just... I mean, didn't have the time, like, I don't know, like, would you have rather if I, like, canceled or, like, had been, like, really late?
I would have preferred you set a time, like, for our date. We're running late and showing up all gross and a possibility. Like, it was, I don't know, it was just, like, it really turned me off, you know? It wasn't a good first impression. Like, you didn't make a good first impression.
Maybe it was the combination of everything. Like,
all of it.
He was late, and then he didn't look great, and then, you know what I mean? Like, maybe it was the combination and not just being late.
Totally, because if I'm, you know, I'm out here, like, risking COVID for this date, and you don't bother to show up on time, you don't bother to at least, you know, not show up in your work uniform, then, like, I don't know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. I mean... Cool. Like, I mean, I guess it's better to know, but, like, I mean, if we were, I told you I might be late, and I just figured it's still better to show up. Like, all right, sure. Get it.
Yeah, Tiffany, we appreciate you taking the call and setting us straight and filling us in.
Thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome. Thank you for listening to the show. It sounds like you're a fan.
I am.
Familiar with Second Date Update. And, Nate, thank you for putting yourself out there, man.
Yeah, no, thanks, guys. I mean, I'm glad that you were able to get in touch with her because I could have saved a lot of hassle if she just told me that to begin with.
Okay. Well, at least you got your answer.
Yeah, no, there's a silver lining and everything.
All right, buddy.
Good luck out there.
Yep.
All right.
Take it easy.
Thanks, guys. Later.
All right, if you need our help with some... Second date update action. Just send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
It's going to be sunny and hot again today. We're going to see a high around 92. It's 71 with Jeff and Jen. All right. Coming up, Oreos with salsa. Oreos with salsa. How does that sound? Some are calling it the best snack in the world.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.